from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's hoping to bring home the podcasting gold in Tokyo 2020. I am Rob Cicerino. Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight? We've got a great show because we're very excited that we have a fantastic guest for you here with us in the studio. Please welcome the great friend of the podcast, Caitlin Herman, is here. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm doing so well. Don't do me like that with the sound.
You don't like the sound.
No, I just haven't heard in so long. It's just so triggering. My God. Yes, of course it's triggering.
I thought you liked it. So nice to have you here with us in the studio.
Amazing about celebrity to be here. Thank you so much for having me. We watched the show together, guys. It was a dream watching it with you. Okay. My God.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of stuff to talk about here tonight with, of course, we have here on Eviction Night, Taryn Armstrong is here. Taryn, how are you?
I'm great. Very happy to be here with my Insta guru, Caitlin. She's been training me in the ways of Instagram, and it's been wonderful.
What do you teach Taryn to do on Instagram?
I will never forget when Taryn started becoming active on Instagram, and there was just a moment for me where I took it into my own hands to go into my notepad on my cell phone and to write out Taryn's bio. So I sent it to him. I sent it to him with the spacing, and I just said, copy and paste this into your bio. You need a bio on Instagram. And
you wrote Taryn's bio?
I just took what he had on Twitter, spaced it out. And because I was just so like, he needed it. So I was like, you're going to go to settings. You're going to put this in your bio. And it's been a dream ever since. And he's doing great. I see him going live. He's a flower. He's blossoming into his own. And I'm excited for him.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh my God. Unintentional, but yes.
Yes. Okay. And it's working, Taryn?
It's working like a charm, Rob.
Okay.
You're doing great.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about here tonight on Eviction Night. Ryan Lochte is out of the house. Caitlin, your reaction. Ryan Lochte.
You know what? Sad to see him go because he grew on me and I was not a fan before, such a fan now, but kind of excited to see his dynamic with Jonathan outside of the house. So,
oh, you think that they're going to have like,
I hope so.
Like Shannon and Meta World Peace last season. They'll have like a whole like storyline outside of the house.
Would love to see that. But, you know, I'm happy Tamar stayed and happy Dina stayed. So
I think if Jonathan invites Ryan to the set of Cupcake Wars, I think that he could get him.
Oh. For sure.
So they've got cupcakes? Okay, I'm in. All right, so Lochte is out. We're expecting an HOH competition later on tonight, and we'll talk about everything else going on. Hashtag RHAP for all of that. But let me go ahead and ask you, Caitlin, so what's new with you besides the Celebrity Big Brother?
My God, nothing. Nothing is new at all. I've just been working on myself, on my business. Lots of fun things coming up. But aside from that, I am just watching the show just like you guys.
Yeah. Who are some of your favorites from
the season?
This season?
I will say I am a huge, obviously, a lot of people know I'm friends with Jonathan. So now that has gone.
How does that happen? How do you end up being friends with Jonathan?
We met at Hearts of Reality, the charity event that I went to when
he was at Hearts of Reality.
That's how we met.
His significant other.
James, was on The Amazing Grace. So I met him there and I just remember seeing him and I was like, I'm simply not worthy. I was evicted 2 weeks ago from the Big Brother house. I cannot say hello to Aaron Samuels, but he was a dream and so nice. And we've just been in touch ever since. And I was so excited to see that he was going on and that was it. But aside from him, Tom Green, my God, he is funny. I do like Tom Green a lot. I like him and I like Dina. That's really it.
Okay. Why Dina? Because that she's friends with
not
Jonathan.
At all. No, not literally
because
not at all.
She's from Long Island.
Not even that. I think that there's something about her that since watching the feed, just getting to know her. She is the mom energy of the house. And I also think she's super strong and she proved herself in the competition the other day when she was hanging on that thing for so long. I don't know. I like her and I think she's sweet and I would like to see her win. Yeah. Is that weird? Hot take?
Taryn, is that a hot take?
I mean, I wouldn't call her the most popular person in the house at the moment. No.
Sure.
Yeah.
But she's very nice. She's like easily the nicest house guest in there. She swore today on the feeds and she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Pardon my French.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's adorable.
I want to talk about Ryan Lochte, and really, it's very sad to see Lochte go out. And he came into this house, and I thought he was a huge douche.
Yeah.
And turns out to be such a lovable guy, Caitlin.
Yeah, no, you were so spot on when you said that before. You're like, oh, he came in. I don't think most of us really anticipated really liking him, but there's just a charm about him. He's very, like, whimsical. I don't know what it is, but I did enjoy him. It's sad to see two very entertaining people go so early, but I'm glad that we were able to see that side of him. I'm glad.
Yeah.
He changed our minds.
You became a big Lochte stan, right?
I did. It just doesn't feel right that he's gone so early. It felt like he was destined to be there longer, and it's just not happening.
Gone, but not forgotten. Karen. Don't.
Yeah. Caitlin, it seemed like that the house guest decided he was a big threat. He had to go.
Yeah.
Other than winning that first competition, I don't know what else he did that necessarily was making him out to be this gigantic threat.
I'm going to go on a whim and say I find him to be one of the least threatening people in the house. Like, he was very easily manipulated. And I think a lot of people saw that. There was really nothing about him personality wise, intelligence wise. There was nothing threatening about him at all. So I think that people were just kind of associating who he is on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Olympic medal champion of sorts. But no, I didn't think it was necessary for him to leave.
Yeah, Taryn, they really didn't give him a chance either. You know, they have this veto and he doesn't even get to play. And then it turns out if he did play, it wasn't going to be a physical competition, just a crapshoot veto, which I feel like is we have the crapshoot HOHs. I feel like it's more rare to have the crapshoot veto.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it as the veto for this episode. I think that it was easy to watch live and you could track what was happening and follow along really easily. So I liked that aspect of it. But especially sad to see Ryan not even get to compete in the veto. It's it really makes it all the more tragic. A true backdoor.
Yeah, a true backdoor. Oh my God, week two, another backdoor. My God. Traditions.
Celebrities are playing so hard, Caitlin.
My God, I love it though.
Who don't you enjoy watching? And I know you don't like to be negative.
I don't. But there are some people I don't enjoy. Okay. So let's talk about it. From a game perspective, personal level, I'm sure they're all amazing. Don't know them though. I'm not enjoying Natalie Eva Marie's game. As we were discussing before, I don't love Lolo, but at least Lolo is giving me gameplay. At least Lolo is dynamic and fighting and then making up and learning about herself. And it's great. What has Natalie Eva Marie, everything's so unclear with her, just like the color of her hair. And I'm just not here for her.
Yeah, she's been certainly quiet in the episodes. It's so hard to even remember a moment that she's had on the show. I know that she's probably playing the best game, Taryn. Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't say it's like a definite thing. No, but she's playing one of the best games.
One of the best games. She hasn't had she hasn't flipped out, but she doesn't have a signature moment yet.
You know what? I'm really having, it's so weird that you guys are saying this because as I take the time to reflect, it's like,
hold on. What do you have?
I'm thinking about the fact that I'm watching this show and I'm watching as someone that loves reality television. So yes, technically Natalie is playing a great game, but I'm bored. And I think,
Caitlin, please don't say, we don't like to say the B word around here.
I'm just bored. Well, that's the truth.
Oh no.
Is this a problem? I don't get it. Did I just trigger everyone? What's going on, Taryn?
Some people.
Taryn.
We try to avoid calling people.
It's not boring. Nice. It's not nice. Yeah. It's not nice.
Okay. What?
We try to be nice.
I'm extremely nice. I couldn't be nicer. The thing is, I just feel like when I watch, and maybe it's because I watch a lot of like trash television. I watch a lot of like Housewives and this and that, and they're dynamic and they get brought on for reasons like that. I just want to see more. I don't want to be. I'm sure she's lovely. Okay, moving on. Next topic. But can I just bring up one thing? Ever since Tamar made her shrimp comment and Kato with the shrimp. I have been craving grilled shrimp for literally 24 hours. I'm not kidding. Is that weird? Like,
yeah. So last night, we Kato Kaelin in his nomination speech said,
"We're kind of a team here, and I slipped on some shrimp today.
I'm not the maid."
Yes, which is a good setup for a piece that got open tonight's episode. First, we heard Julie talk about this issue. But Julie slipping
on a shrimp.
I'm so hungry for that.
So
aren't you?
Grilled shrimp?
Are you a shrimp eater?
I like it.
You frequent a grilled shrimp meal.
But what was it that they just talked about it? They've or just, the act of Tamar or Kato slipping on it?
Well, we actually, I don't know if you guys remember, we actually saw a clip of Tamar grilling. She was, you know, she had her pan and she was making the shrimp and it looked sensational. I don't know what other ingredients were in it, but it just looked so good. And we've just heard about the shrimp on and on again, and I'm starving for it.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so that's really it.
Is that your favorite dish?
Shrimp?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say it's my favorite dish, but...
But now you're craving it.
Wanting it so bad. Mm-hmm. It could be.
Have you had a craving, Rob?
I have them all the time.
Rob also asked me before if I was on a fast of sorts or a detox.
I'm trying. Then I say, Kaelin, can I get you? You know, if people come to the studio,
I'm low maintenance.
I want to try to hey, do you want me to order dinner? I'm going to get anything for you. But she doesn't have a glass of water.
I'm very low maintenance. I prepare.
Yeah.
I had all my water before coming.
So you hydrate before you go do it.
Absolutely,
interview.
As you should too.
So I'm so impressed with you.
Learning so much.
All the time. I offered you if you wanted any coffee.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Taryn, are you enticed to have some coffee after Tom Green sang the coffee song?
You know, I'm not a fan of coffee, but if Tom Green offers me coffee,
it's a lot of fun.
I don't want to be hashtag team no fun, so I'd probably do it.
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, right?
No, so much fun.
it's a lot of fun. Tom Green is not wrong.
No, it's so fun, so fun. I related to that song on a spiritual level, and listen, it's a good jingle, right, guys?
Okay, Kaelin. I know you were you did not like the speech that Kato Kaelin made for Tamar.
Again, another very triggering moment for me.
What was it about it that really upset you?
I don't like, and let this go from my mouth to God's ears, if I am ever on this show again, I will never be in a situation where I am putting someone on the block for a personal reason, mm-hmm. like unrelated to the game. And I did not like him saying I slipped on your shrimp the other night and I'd like for you to go home to you're saying how you miss home. Like, I don't want to hear it. I want you to say, Tamar, I'm putting you on the block because you're causing controversy in the house and there's been a lot of fights and this and that, and you're a strong competitor. I want you out. Just tell it how it is.
Does that come out of that when you were in the house and
Sam
put you on the block? Because that you were the opposite of female empowerment.
And also I didn't, what was the term she said? I give the least and I take the most kind of thing, like in the house situation. And it's just like, dude, what? Like, I don't know. I don't like that. I think it's not fair. We didn't come here to play like house. We came to play the game. Mm-hmm. So, I thought it was a little weird. Do I think that Tamar took it to another level? Like, do we think that Kato was trying to be sexist? Absolutely not. Of course not. I thought that was taken to another level. But the shrimp thing, guys, my God.
Yeah. Now, also, that because we watched the episode, I know that Kaelin also did not like that Tamar interrupted Kato during the speech.
I just thought, I've never seen anything like it.
She was not respecting the ritual, which is the
just shut up.
Ceremony.
Yeah, shut up and have your moment after. Like, you could talk about it all you want after.
You don't like that either.
You know, it happens.
Yeah, of course. I just feel like these celebrities maybe haven't watched. Like, I just thought it was really fun. Not that I didn't like it. I just thought it was really funny that everyone just thought it was an open forum. Like, you're ready to have a conversation.
Don't you want there to be open communication in the house?
Of course. My God, yes. But I was just like, can we just finish and then we could talk about this after? But whatever. It's not that I didn't like it. I was just like, oh, different.
Yes.
A different different dynamic here.
It is better when they wait until the person is finished with their speech and then they yell at them.
Yes.
I prefer that.
Yeah, I did that because I felt your energy when I was on the show. I knew you wanted me to wait.
You felt Taryn's energy.
Yes. Or
the people at home.
No, Taryn specifically.
Yes.
Felt his energy saying, Caitlin, I know you're angry.
You felt him watching you constantly.
Felt him watching. I knew he was saying, I know you're angry, Caitlin. Just wait a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Let Sam finish, be a lady. Mm-hmm. So I was.
Yeah.
It's good. I was sending messages, so yeah. I'm glad that you received them.
Yeah, no, of course. I always do.
Yeah. Taryn, were you excited that Tamar mentioned Chicken George tonight?
Yes. That was fun.
I've been watching since Chicken George, Dr. Will.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever been put on the block for what? For being a good mother? Is that what you said?
Yeah, maybe. I wouldn't quote it, but
for
something like
that. Being a good, honest mother?
Yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah. I think Cato felt really bad. I think that he was like, no. I know I didn't mean it like that.
Well, of course. I mean, yes, I'm sure he did feel bad, but also like these are celebrities and like they don't want to be misunderstood, you know?
Yes.
It reminded me, you know, we recently did the Big Brother 3 documentary of Marcellus putting up Amy and being like, look, this is strictly personal. No game involved at all. This is entirely about who you are as a person. That's why I'm putting you on the fly. It's like,
so
why
messed
would
up.
You say personal reasons? Well, like that, like, oh, no. I'm not nominating you because it's strategically a good thing or because it's a game. It's because I don't like how you leave shrimp around and that you should go home to see your son. Like, it's just like, that's not the like soft way of doing it. That's the worst way of doing it.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So we have this plan in motion that we're going to backdoor Lochte, and Lochte wants to come and talk to Cato.
Can I just stop you for a second? Yeah. I don't know what was just happening in my head, but you like pulled out the paper and you're like, we have this plan. I thought we were about to do a dry read. Like, I thought you were about to give me the piece of paper and say, we're about to act out a moment from the show. And I was
like, act out a moment from the show?
Next time I would like a dial. I think that we should maybe Lolo and Tamar's fight, Rob.
Yes. Lolo and Tamar's fight. I mean, I don't have the sides.
I'm just saying maybe next time we should come a little bit more prepared. I think the people would have really liked to see a dry read between us.
Would you like to improvise
Vote
a
now.
From the show?
Who would you like to be, Lolo or Tamar?
Well, let's improvise. You could be Lochte and I'll be Cato.
Okay.
And we'll talk about
in the storage
scene.
Room.
Yes.
Okay. I'm Lochte.
And we could talk about the scene. Okay.
Guys, wasn't prepared. Let me just get into character.
Okay.
Okay. So we're in the storage room.
Yeah.
Cato, can you, like, no hard feelings at all?
Oh, none.
I just, do I need to, should I be Ryan and Joey?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. Taryn can be Joey.
Okay, do I need to pack my stuff? Like, I just, no hard feelings. I just need to know, do I have to go pack?
Yeah,
is that a possibility?
Maybe that could be.
I hear what you're saying. I really need to know. It's just be straight up with me because I need to know if I need to pack my stuff. It's really all this is about. I don't care about anything except for whether or not I need to pack my stuff. Please.
Yeah.
It's just we're not mad. I want to know.
It's like a coin flip. Cause like a.
Sure. Okay.
I see what you're saying. I just have a lot of Batman costumes.
Yeah.
If I have a utility belt I need to pack.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it could. I would.
All right. All right. Thanks, man. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, man. Unseen. Thank you so much for joining us. That was beautiful, guys. So, good work.
Thank you. Tara, was Joey? It seemed like that he was not so much upset about potentially that he might end up getting voted out. It seemed like that he was more upset that he might have to pack and he kind of had a thing about
packing. God, he was not happy.
Joey is quickly becoming one of my favorite people in because for very wrong reasons, because he is playing an entirely different game from everyone else. His game is, how can I be inconvenienced the least by being here?
That's like, so true.
I just unpacked. Like, do I have to pack again? Because if I have to, I'm like, and then he later was talking to Ryan. He was like, you know, maybe I should just stay packed. Maybe that would be...
Yeah, just keep your bag packed all the time, Joey.
Wait, can I just say that I'm seeing that someone just said, Caitlin, you deserve an Emmy. And for that...
You deserve
that,
a daytime Emmy.
I thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So much.
There you go.
That's what you asked for one in the house, right?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you do deserve a daytime Emmy
award.
Even though, technically, I mean, it's, you know, in the evening.
It is evening, but I'll still take the daytime, guys.
Yeah, let's see. Here, how about this?
I'm totally doing such a good job being HOH. I deserve a daytime Emmy. I deserve it.
See?
God bless. My God.
That was pretty good.
What a dream come true to be on that show.
Yeah. See, now that's being prepared right there.
Yeah, that was actually quite impressive.
We have extensive archives here on the podcast. So, yeah, it was do or die for Lochte and for Joey. And we came into this veto after we got to see this plan come together. Another fun moment on the show was Tom Green and Kato talking with Lolo and Natalie Eva Marie. And then we got to see where Lochte overheard that conversation.
That was fun. I loved that. And then he's like, I'm getting ready for bed. Oh no, Natalie goes, yeah, would you like to have a cup of tea with us? And he goes, I'm getting ready for bed. Door slams.
Like, yeah, but then he was in the diary room like,
yeah, that was so
not
good.
Not gonna fool Lochte.
He's so cute.
Yeah. And then it seemed like that a sincere moment that nobody wanted him to go home tonight.
No, not at all. And I actually really enjoyed that about last week and this week. There are just a lot of celebrities that got a lot of money to be on a show and they're just playing a game and they've, you know, made friendships. It's very nice to see them support each other when they leave. I enjoy it.
Do you feel like that would improve the Big Brother experience if they just started off and gave all the contestants
a
large appearance fee for being there? And then there would be less hard feelings.
Less hard feelings,
maybe
less
during
stress.
The game, and maybe even after.
Oh, absolutely. Honey, oh my God. If I was paid, doesn't matter. Yes, I would be.
There would be less hard feelings.
On every end. Yes.
Yes. But as a viewer, do we like the hard feelings or no?
As a viewer, do I like the hard feelings? Depends on what day of the week you catch me.
Okay. So Lochte is going to end up getting all the votes except for Joey. Taryn, anything from the vote or the actual eviction take you by surprise?
No, I mean, we saw Joey campaigning after the eviction to Kato. That was fun.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. No, I thought that seemed like that he was really into it. I was surprised to see that from Joey.
Yeah. The only problem is that he's campaigning to the outgoing HOH and the one guy who will never listen to him.
I wonder what's going to happen with Joey now. Like, who do you think he's going to align with?
Well, he's going to be the publicist. And then he's going to be alive.
Do you think?
Yes. Well, more, we'll talk. Well, let's circle back to that. Let's circle back to that.
I'll be the publicist.
Yes. We got to see Lochte have an interview with Julie about, you know, where did he go wrong, Caitlin?
I think he very much just went wrong in the beginning. Like, but specifically when him and. Are we having a problem? When
I'm
him and
get you in the frame.
Okay, am I in the frame?
You're good.
When, I mean, just like week one, when Jonathan and Ryan chose not to rediscuss the nominees with Lolo and Natalie, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was it. That was the core moment. Just the whole thing is so sad. But also,
sad.
Let me make something very clear. That initial alliance, nothing went wrong. Like, there was really not, aside from that little fluke, like, I didn't like the fact that Lolo and Natalie, all of a sudden, like, they didn't even talk about it. It was just like, all right, we got to find other people. Like, it's been 2 weeks and they've gone through like 10 alliances. Like, I don't know. It just seems a little odd. Taryn, what do you think?
No, you're totally right. And I think that, especially on Celebrity Big Brother, where jury management is even more important than normal, I think the fact that Lolo in particular just continues in the diary room to be like, it's not our fault that we've betrayed everyone we've worked with.
Yeah, no,
it's their fault.
They're trying to like change the storyline a little bit, yeah. And I don't like that.
Lolo was so sad when Lochte left the house. That's her Team USA.
Very emotional. She had full control over making that not happen. So no, I don't feel bad for her tears.
She feels very bad, but it won't be too weird when they're both at the Olympic Village in 2020 in Tokyo.
No, we somehow need to be there for straight up journalism because I don't want to be there for the Olympics. I want to be there to watch their dynamic. That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's someone we can call to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I thought I'll have to ask Scott St. Pierre about this after the show. I feel like there's got to be a point where you sort of like age out of being in the Olympics, right?
How old is Ryan?
I don't know. He's got to be in his 30s now. I feel like Lolo is 36.
Is she?
I think so.
My God.
Yeah, I guess you
36 was the youngest in the house.
Yeah, but Team USA doesn't seem to have a lot of new blood coming in.
No, I mean, I'm training, but...
Yes, what's your Olympic sport?
I'm not saying right now. I'm not ready. I'll put out a statement when I'm ready.
You put out a statement. Thank you. Okay. I loved it when we saw Julie talking with Lochte about... Ryan, how do you think... How's Joey going to handle being in the house without you?
Did Joey have any hope in there without you?
It's like a chill ran down his spine.
Yeah, Lochte's like, oh, that guy is so dumb.
Screwed.
So dumb.
That's so funny.
Very sad. Very sad. So yeah, Jonathan and Lochte back to back.
A duo that was not expected, but loved. Did you guys love it? Comment now. I liked the dynamic between them. I thought it was very unexpected and very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, it was fine.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, they were cool. Unlikely pair, but I do feel like that if you're coming into this Celebrity Big Brother next season, you watch the first couple of episodes, like, don't try to win anything.
That's
the worst thing you can do.
I thought the whole Ryan Lochte having to nominate like five people thing was just a mess. That was not fair.
Yeah. And in the similarly, Tarrant for Cody ends up with a week two eviction or a second eviction from the show.
Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't be surprising that the guy who had to nominate half the house all the while his closest allies on the block is going to get evicted in the next week. Right. You know, what a surprise.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah. And they did so much work to get that pool in the house. And then ultimately.
Yes, my God.
Yeah. But are the other house guests, Taryn, allowed to go in that pool?
Yes, they have been in the pool.
Oh, okay, good.
Awesome. Thanks for letting us know. We were.
Would you have swam laps?
No.
No. Do you swim?
Not regularly.
Not regularly.
Do you? You're a big swimmer?
I can swim.
But you don't choose to do it as activity. Yes.
It's like I don't swim for fun.
I can't dive. Can you dive?
I have to hold my nose.
Yeah. I'm one of those.
Yeah. Like I could dive into a height. I think I would hold my nose.
As would I.
Yes. All right.
A lot in common.
Taryn, we have a new twist in the game that was revealed tonight at the end of the show. After an exciting night, we found out about a new twist. Here's Mr. Big Brother announcer man to tell us more about this new Big Brother twist.
You have the ability to give one house guest the power of the publicist.
What?
This power allows a house guest to remove him or herself from the block at one of the next two nomination ceremonies or veto meetings, keeping them safe at the next eviction. This power can only be used once and expires after the live veto meeting on February 4th. Who will get this valuable power? It's up to you. Tune in this Wednesday to find out the results. Head to Twitter to cast your vote by tweeting the hashtag of the celebrity house guest you want to receive the power of the publicist. Votes will be accepted until January 29th, 2019 at 9 a.m.
We get it.
Okay. Wow. The power of the publicist. Wow. What will happen when a Big Brother house guest has the power of a publicist?
Don't go there.
What could go wrong?
Aside from everything.
Big Brother house guest now... has the power of a publicist.
The comments.
I shudder to think.
I shudder to think. Listen, guys, who do we think is going to get it? Who are you going to vote for? Because we know you're going to go to the site and you're going to do your voting. So who are you voting for?
Well, who am I going to vote for, or who is America going to vote for?
I want both answers.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who does America like? I think this is tough.
Tom.
We might have to go and check some of our polling data, but no, I don't think that Tom is probably beloved by America.
Really?
I don't think so. Taryn, do we have any insight into this?
Yeah, Taryn, what does America think?
I mean, I think he's one of the more popular house guests for sure. But
I like that we're going to Taryn as like the voice of America.
Well, I mean, this is his area of expertise.
You're right. Yeah. No, you're right.
I tweeted out right after it happened, like, oh, a fan voted thing, like, jokes on them. The only person left in the underdog contingent here is Joey, the person that nobody really likes, but he is the underdog left on the show. And lo and behold, hashtag
CBB. You say Lohan behold?
Yeah.
Lohan behold. Hashtag CBB Joey has been trending ever since the episode.
Really?
Yes.
I would actually like to see that happen.
Really, what I would like is the power of the bat. If that's possible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, boy, wouldn't that go to his head, Taryn, if Joey Lawrence gets a power from America?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. I hope Tamar gets it.
Yes.
My time is now.
Yes. Will
they sent the Joey signal.
Caitlin, will Lindsay Lohan put out a tweet or an Instagram post of, hey, everybody, vote for my mom?
First of all, your Lindsay Lohan voice impression was out of control.
Sometimes I don't practice these things. That's not one I've ever heard.
Can you just do it one more time?
Hey, can everybody vote for my mom?
Do I think Lindsay's going to take to the poll and to the interwebs to get us to vote? No, no, I don't.
No.
Have you watched her new show?
What is it? Lohan, like Living Beach. La Vida Lohan?
That would be great. It's like a Lohan's like beach.
Like, yeah, Cabana Lohan, yeah. Something like that.
Something in Mykonos. We should go.
Okay. We'll hit Lindsay Lohan's resort. Then we'll hit Tokyo.
Yes.
Worldwide tour of reporting.
I would love that.
This will be very interesting. Taryn, who is the live feed contingent going to go for? Tamar?
That definitely seems like it's likely. I think for me, the top three are going to be Joey, Tamar, and Tom. I'll probably put a Twitter poll out that has the three of them in there. But I think even some of the feeders are probably like, hey, give it to Joey. Stick it to the people who just got Ryan out.
Yeah.
Tamar's another really good option. I think she's probably the overall favorite of the feeders. But I don't know if that's going to beat the underdog status of Joey in the episode.
You know who's really bringing nothing to the table?
Ricky Williams?
No. Ricky Williams is, he brought a lot to the table last night.
He's helping a bowel movement.
Yes.
That's like legit. And I like him from a spiritual standpoint, don't get me wrong. But
yes. Now, I know that you also are a healer. Could you potentially help a house guest in that way?
What he does, I'm not trained in at all. So, no. And I find his services to be actually very, like, if I was in the house with him,
right,
that would make me want to keep him, for real.
That would keep him off the block, that he is able to remove a blockage.
Absolutely. Oh my God, the amount of...
What is it? Because this came up on the podcast last night, because that there was a lot of, we watch these live feeds, and there's always a lot of talk about...
Constipation,
they have problems going to the bathroom.
You know what I think it is?
I always thought it was the slop.
No, I wish it was a slop. I mean, even pre-slop, we're all backed up. Yes, I mean, guys, we're getting a little...
Everybody's nervous?
I think it might be a mix of people being nervous, but have you ever, like, gone on vacation and you just, like, can't go to the bathroom?
That's what it is.
It's, I don't know what it is. It's just one of those things.
Is it the camera in there?
No, I guess it's maybe just the fact that you have strangers chilling in the couch while you're maybe trying to use the
bathroom. Because it's not your house.
It's not our house.
I feel weird.
You get a little bit more comfortable as the weeks go on.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
My God, did Cato pass? Do we know?
And that's one of the perks about being the HOH.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's a dream.
Privacy.
Absolutely.
To do bathroom stuff.
And then, yes, exactly. And that voice, was that the Lindsay voice?
No, that was Joey. That was Joey.
Well, it all sounds the same. Tomato, tomato.
Oh, Caitlin. Come on.
Sorry.
Yes. But I was going to say, the person who's bringing nothing to the table is Candy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't even remember the last time we've seen her, other than her voting, the last time we've seen her on the show.
Yeah, no, she's...
I mean, if we had to pick a side between Candy and Tamar, Tamar all day.
Yeah, same. But I do have loyalty to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Which she is on, but she also was never a dynamic character on that either. So not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, Tarrant, is Candy more active in the house during the day?
No.
I mean, cool. She's really that we're getting nothing.
She talks to people occasionally. It does happen. But she is probably, I mean, Dina was very absent, but she was on the block this week. So I feel like it doesn't really count. So I'd say her and Dina are pretty non-existent for the most part.
Yeah. Who is Candy like close with? Does she have good friends? Does she like spend time?
Probably closest with Ricky at this point. Ricky has spent a lot of time working on her. So,
cool.
Not like how he worked on Kato, right?
Different issue.
Working, yeah.
Coolness.
Yes. Caitlin, who's going to win Celebrity Big Brother?
I have literally no idea, but maybe Dina?
Dina, why? You're so hung up on Dina. I don't know.
I just also think she's like, is it just me? Or like, I just think she's so beautiful too, which is so crazy. Like she's so in her 50s. Yeah. I'm just like, I would love to look like her when I'm that age. Like, but I also think she's like a mom. She is like the lower class version of Kris Jenner.
Yes.
Like momager ass. Like, and I love a strong woman that has made money off of her children. Like, yes. I think it's unbelievable. So I don't know what it is about her. I think she's so cute.
When Dina Lohan gets out of the house, would you enlist her to be your manager? Would she be a momager for you?
1,000%. I trust her with my life. My God.
What does she do that you trust her so much?
You know what? I don't know. She hasn't done much, but I mean, just look at her children. I mean, Lindsay's career.
Is there something that you see that I can't see
as far as
Dina Lohan?
I really think that she has the sweetest heart. And to be honest, literally the second we got the cast list, I was like, oh, this woman's out day one, week one. I mean, she's a goner. But when I watch her on the feeds, I find... you know what I liked? This is a very weird moment, but I watched them like playing cards the other day, and I think it was Kato teaching her how to play some card game, and she really like wanted to learn, and it was just so cute, and she was just like getting things from the storage room for people, and she was just, I don't know. And you know what? Maybe it is her accent. Maybe it is like a Long Island thing, like subconsciously. A motherhood to her. Like, I feel like she's just the type of woman that we could like kick it and have a bagel and lox, and like, it would be so normal. You know?
What about Scaramucci? He's from Long Island. Did you feel the same?
No, I did not feel similar energy at all.
No. You did not.
You know what I did? I did like him once I saw him interacting with people, but I just don't. It's so obvious now when I rewatch the show and like when production feeds lines, and there was too much of that. And I didn't like that they tried to do like another Omarosa, and he was just not that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. But okay. He wasn't a real house guest. So.
He was a fake house guest. Are you glad they didn't do that with Big Brother 20? Have a twist like that?
Sure. There was 10 other bad ones. So it really doesn't matter. Hot take.
Okay. We want to start to get some questions ready for Caitlin. Hashtag RHAP. What else from this show, Caitlin?
Let's see.
Even from the episodes before tonight.
Again, always impressed with the way they set up these comps. I think it's so cool.
What, like the veto competition?
Yes. I mean, just everything. I love how they transform the backyard. That always gets me really excited. I think the thing that was very strange to see when you first watched the show is how much the house has transformed since like you were in it. And the house looks beautiful. But aside from that, guys, I mean,
and you don't like that the house is a lot nicer now, right?
It's not that I don't like it. I'm just jealous.
You're jealous.
Yeah. So jealous. But they just get so much. But between the cards and the piano, I mean,
do you think it's weird that the celebrities in the house watched some of your season?
Like, yes, but it's also very terrifying because you hear a lot of them like Lolo and Natalie talking about like level 6 and I'm like, did Faute like cross their minds? Like, did they just blank out that memory? Like no one's mentioning, you know, my little set. No one seems to speak on that.
They never mention anything from Faute.
They don't
Summer,
mention
Steve,
it,
anything?
A lot of the gameplay in the house seems like they're trying to
recreate Falte.
You know, yeah, sure. Exactly. So I feel like, you know, maybe it's not directly referenced, but indirectly referenced through the gameplay.
I would like to see more Caitlin references to be completely satisfied.
Which house guest would you most like to see talking? Tom Green?
If Tom Green said my name, that would be a dream, but I really think I would like to see Ricky,
yeah,
Mr. Keeler himself. Like, if you watch any bit of it, like, oh, bring up the one spiritual girl Golden every light. Once in a blue moon. Right. My God, throw right. me a bone, Ricky.
What about Kato? Would you? I know a lot of the reality stars and the Big Brother people hang out after the season. Do you feel like that you could strike up a friendship with Kato?
It's so weird that you just said that. All I thought to myself was, how would my father feel? Like, what would my parents say if all of a sudden I was like, yeah, guys, I'm like catching dinner with Kato tomorrow? They would just be like, what happened to your life? Like, yes. What happened?
Would you let Kato Kaelin stay in your guest house?
Sure.
Okay. Via a Kato Kaelin?
Yeah, Kato Kaelin. I would allow it. He seems great.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Although,
I mean,
Tamar was not happy with him tonight. This is what she said about Kato.
And because they don't clean up after your grown ass, you think you had trouble with this OJ? Good luck.
I mean, that is really wild.
Yeah. You think you had trouble with OJ? Good luck.
Good luck.
Okay. All right. You want to bring in some questions from the listeners?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, Taryn, are we getting an HOH competition tonight?
We should at some point.
At some probably. Point. Okay. All right. Let's take some questions here that we have from the listeners of the podcast.
Do we have like a nice group watching us tonight?
I hope so. I mean, we always have that. I don't think we've had a not nice group watching
really?
Us yet.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Great audience. You guys.
Yeah. Mindy Bond says, if we give Joey the power of the publicist, do you think he'll say, whoa?
No.
You don't think so?
Ding.
did you ever watch Blossom? Did you
no,
ever see that?
No,
never. Never heard of it.
But I did watch some YouTube clips.
Melissa and Joey. Did you see that?
Oh, obviously. I saw Melissa and Joey. I did watch some clips once we found out about him being
you did
on the
research.
Show. Yeah. Oh my God. Hard hitting research. I'm a journalist.
Yes. Okay. This is incredible. Okay. Ian says, why would the house go along with this plan? It seems that Dina, Joey, Candy, and Ricky would have better served to be keeping Lochte. Taryn, that is not how the house viewed it.
No, I talked about this morning that I feel like Ryan is just a perfect person to have on your side. He's easy to bring over to your side.
You compared him to a like a puppy Rottweiler.
Yeah, he's just a big puppy, and he's so like all you need to do to win him over is just like give him some treats, and it's he's yours to do whatever you want with. He'll be loyal to the end. But nobody was interested, and it's you know it's probably because he put most of them up on the block.
True.
Yes, he's so powerful. He's put up so many people on the block in 1 week. Caitlin, would you have seen that in Lochte? You would have said, okay, this is going to be my person who's going to do my bidding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yes. I feel like that's what, when you were the HOH, I feel like that's what all the other house guests thought Tyler was.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Is that fair, Taryn?
Is that a fair comparison? Fair.
Yeah. They're like, oh, no, Tyler, he's just doing whatever Caitlin tells him to.
Yeah, not Lochte.
Yeah, they saw him as the dumb puppy that was being told what to do. Although, so he was occasionally called Palpatine.
Yes, but that was much later. Again, we're talking about it during Caitlin's HOH raid.
Oh, God, it was just the beginning, yeah.
Yes, in the very beginning. That was the thing that happened. Okay, let's take a question from Anthony, who says, a question for Caitlin, can Ricky Williams manifest a Celebrity Big Brother victory?
Yeah.
Now does Ricky Williams, does he do the same sort of like I know he practices like Eastern medicine, but does he have that same sort of like ability to manifest goals?
I think we all do.
Yes.
But I think he's like super in tune with it, and it's not like a foreign concept to him. So with that, of course, I think he can. very strong. And I think he has a lot of control over his thoughts. So, I mean, he's obviously super composed. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see if he cracks at any point, though, because you could be, I mean, I'll be very impressed if he doesn't, but takes a lot. But he obviously has a lot of self-control. And yeah, I could obviously see him manifesting a win for sure.
Okay, let's take another question. This one is from James. He says, we need to see what all of their auras are, right?
Yeah, okay. Duh.
All right, Kaylin.
I'll hit you with one.
Okay.
I'll give you guys one because someone asked before and I thought it was a really good question. So Tamar's.
Yeah, Tamar's aura.
Yeah, what do you think Tamar's aura is?
I think it's a sort of like a multicolor reflective, like the outside of her welding mask.
Wrong. So she's actually not right. She's like a yellow and green kind of split mix, which is like super creative and stuff. But
like lemon lime.
That's like a really good way to put it, but I would never say that in a real. Tamar has a lemon lime aura. No, she's like very creative. Very passionate. I think she's a good listener. Those are all the aspects of the people with that aura. But again, I don't know her like that. I haven't spent enough time with her to really digest what else that means for her.
All right. Well, good. Then maybe you could answer this question for us. Now that now that Caitlin has met Melissa, can you tell us what color her aura is?
Yeah.
That's from Mike Zong.
She's straight green.
Straight green. Yeah.
Not dark green, like a light green, kind of like that color right over Big Brother.
Right over Big Brother. So on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Yeah. First of all colors are good. Mm-hmm. Every single color is good. Except if I see like a dark, like black color over you, which I've actually never seen. But no, she was lovely and I don't want to get too into this because
that's personal.
Yeah, it's personal. I don't want to do that to her, you know?
Yes.
And okay. I've gotten to like actually like spend a little bit of time with her. So I don't want to.
Yes, you got to hang,
you know what I mean?
You got to hang out with Melissa. And so if Melissa and Taryn were both drowning,
who would I save?
Yes. Now that you've hung out with 2/3 of the LFC.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. All right. Is next? Are you going to hang out with Brent?
Listen, if he's ever around, I'm down to hang out with them.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we could have shrimp together.
Okay. Let's take this question from John. Why is the Mooch still in the opening credits? Do you care if the Mooch is in the opening credits?
I'm just so over this whole thing. It's a conspiracy.
I don't like it.
No, I just don't like being lied to. I just don't like being lied to, and I'll keep it at that.
Okay. Yeah, you don't like this Mooch twist.
No, it's not a twist. It's just not a twist. And you can't tell me anything else. It's just not a twist. I won't hear it.
Should we hit up Davos on our trip around the world?
Yes.
And then ask questions around.
Yes.
Like, what was the Mooch really saying about Big Brother?
Yes. I think that's something we need to consider. Mm-hmm. Rob has a podcast, takes Mykonos, Davos, Tokyo.
Around
the world with Rob.
Yes.
Something to consider.
Okay. There's a question from Roy. Who are you rooting for to win this power? Personally, I want fun and dramatic feeds. So hashtag CBB Tamar. Taryn, is that how all the hashtags work? Hashtag CBB followed by the person's name?
Yes. And that is how the voting works, which is the first time I've seen that for Big Brother and seems a little difficult to tally, in my opinion, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Taryn, will you be putting up one of your famous polls, or are you out of that business?
I already put it up, Rob.
Already put it up. Okay.
Classic.
Do you have any early results, or do you not want to spoil the poll by revealing the results?
The results are freely available. Currently, Tom in the lead, which is unsurprising, I think, for our audience.
Now, in Big Brother 20, correct me if I'm wrong, there was not any fan voting on Power, right?
No, there was.
There was?
The Power Apps, remember?
Oh, yeah. But that was they were understandably a little forgettable.
Yeah.
The Power Apps.
Well, I will never. I was passed down a Power App with my puzzle, so.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget that moment.
Which the moment with the puzzle?
Yeah, I'm saying like Sam got a power app and then she didn't use it, so it was passed down to me. So power apps cannot be forgotten, guys.
Yes. Yes. I feel like that you started talking about the puzzle and then I feel like your energy
shifted. No, I'm fine. But I was thinking to myself, how did that work?
You get upset or you're just being silly?
Oh, no, I don't get upset at all.
Yeah.
At all. Actually, I found the cutest keychain the other day, guys, to go on my car keys. That was a little puzzle piece and it says I am on one side and then the other side, you had different options you could pick. Courageous, happiness, whatever
it
was.
They were all different keychains or you could change it on the...
No, you could just close your eyes and pick one and that's the one that you're meant to have kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I got one. You guys should.
Which one did you get?
What did mine say? I think I am possibilities or something like that.
I am possibilities.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful message. But I was thinking when I like shifted off for a second, I was thinking like, I wonder how that, I don't know how it was for you guys when you were told every week, like, go to this and vote for whatever. Like, how was that? Like,
it was very confusing.
Really?
Because that we didn't really know. It was like, you know, you had to be trending, right? And it was like a quiz, right, Taryn? It'd be like, which house guest is annoying you? Which house
really
guest is fun? Which house guest, right? There was like a 5-question quiz, but then it even if you said like, who's annoying, that still counted as
a trending. Oh, I understand. Yeah.
Basically, the correct way to vote was to just answer the same name for all 5 questions, no matter what.
Oh, that makes sense. Because, you know, I obviously took to Twitter when I got off the show and saw previous a house guest saying, don't answer Caitlin for any of these things. So now I understand.
What?
They did not want me to trend. I get it. My God. No hard feelings, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Please.
We'll have to have words.
To update the current voting, based on the hashtags, it does appear that Joey still has a pretty hefty lead at the moment. So
love that.
Be looking at publicist Joey.
Hey. Yeah.
No.
publicist Joey. Okay.
PJ.
That would be fun to see him get the publicist-itis, Taryn.
Like, I knew they wanted me. I'm the hero the people deserve.
I knew they wanted me.
CBS, you ready for that new show with Joey Lawrence yet? He said he was only doing it, but yeah. Whoa, I'm ready to say my catchphrase, everybody. Roy says, who are you rooting for to win the power? Personally, I want CBB Tamar. Okay. And in terms of, I think I'd root for Tamar, Tom Green. I think either one.
Me too.
Be fine.
Same. And Dina, naturally.
Yeah. Taryn, in that long message, I think I couldn't keep track of, what does this power do again?
It allows you to take yourself off the block for 2 weeks. You can only do it once, but it lasts for 2 weeks. It says now, you're able to do it
2 weeks of real time or the next 2 evictions.
He said February 4th. So it's only 2 evictions.
Yeah. Yes. It expires on February 4th at the veto meeting.
Okay.
And it says similar to Tyler's that it can be used at the nomination ceremony or the veto meeting, but unlike Tyler's, this is not preventing you from going on the block. This is taking yourself to remove him or herself from nomination, which doesn't make a lot of sense if you use it at the nomination ceremony. I guess you can immediately take yourself off, but why not just wait until the veto ceremony?
Is it like the pendant of protection that Paul had?
Maybe.
Oh.
I mean, it says allow. It doesn't say force. Mm-hmm. I would assume that you're not forced to take yourself off the block as soon as you're nominated, and that you can just hold on to it until the veto ceremony. But it's confusing.
Okay,
always unclear.
All right, let's take some more questions. The tabulator says, "Hope that swimming pool was a daily rental." Yep.
Hope.
Jessica says, so we're all rooting for Tamar HOH, right?
Would love to see that.
Tamar HOH, Tamar getting the power of the publicist.
That would be amazing. Her being HOH would be so funny. You know it's going to go to her. I mean, she's fun. I like watching her.
Everything she does is great.
Yeah.
Brett says, Caitlin, are you going to return to Big Brother in the future? Caitlin, how interesting is that idea to you to return to Big Brother?
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
It's an interesting idea.
Is it the most interesting idea or just an interesting idea?
It's not the most interesting idea, but like it's interesting. It's something to consider. But guys, it's not my choice.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately not up to me. I don't get to pay. If they came to me and said, we need you on this, I would say absolutely.
Yes.
I would say yes. Yeah.
Yes. And Big Brother was fun for you. You enjoy playing Big Brother?
Big Brother was not fun for me at all. Yeah. But that being said, now that I've come out of it,
yes,
I see the potential it has to be fun.
Yes. What would you do different?
Everything.
Yes.
I don't want to give away my strategy in case one of my competitors is watching. But yes, I know now it would be easier for me because I know how I feel in that house. I know how I reacted. I know what's going on in the outside world, how they perceive me. I mean, there a lot would change. Mm-hmm. A lot would be different. And I learned a lot. So I would probably win.
You think you would win the game?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that like such a hot take? Like, no, I really think I could.
Well, I'm just very confident.
I've learned so much from it that like
it's hard to win.
Oh,
it's a lot of people.
Not easy. Not easy. But at least, maybe not win, but like at least final three. Like I know what to do now differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not taking that back, guys. I mean it.
Okay. This is Caroline wants to know, how has Ricky managed to mist / hotbox the house guest? Is his aura especially positive? Taryn, I think the term that you're looking for is a contact high.
That's too many. It's too many things.
Yeah. Too many words. Too many things. That's the same number of thing. Same number of words as hotbox.
Now, hotbox is two syllables. It's technically one word. Contact high is three syllables, two words. You gotta truncate that.
Okay. All right. what color is Ricky Williams' aura?
Yellow.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just reading this thing.
Yes. Do you like this? Caitlin, don't read ahead.
Sorry. I get so distracted. There's just so much to look at here.
I know. There's a lot to look at. You're looking at reading the question.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yes. To answer the question, Ricky, for whatever reason, just seems to be able to get people to think he's not threatening. I think he just does have like a very chill vibe that has, you know, changed it. Like there was basically one day where he was in a bad mood and everything got terrible. But other than that one day, he's just like this, like, yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah.
It's all great. We're, you know, people want it to be haze. That's a big one. So they can call it the haze.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No, you don't like that.
Listen, the thing with Ricky that, and I said it before, but like, he really does have unbelievable self-control despite, and I know he like got into like a little bit of a friction situation with, I forgot who did he get into a thing with?
Tom Green.
Whatever it was. There was like a brief moment, but I mean, we all have those moments. I feel like he knows how to bring himself back way faster than most people. So, I mean, I'm impressed. I'd like to meet him in person. I'd like to meet all these people in person.
Would you hang out with Ricky Williams after the season?
Just like imagine that would be the strangest thing ever, but yeah, I would.
Okay. All right.
I'd love to do a collab.
What would you collaborate on?
Some sort of like healing. I would do coaching. He would do like physical healing. Mm-hmm. It'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
Turn your life around with Ricky and Caitlin.
Okay. Yeah. So he works more on the physical body and you work more on the
mental
mind.
Yeah.
You could like open up a practice together.
Would love.
Yeah.
Would love that.
All right. Keep it open. Power of possibility. You are possibilities. Okay.
I am possibility.
Callie says, what was a better song? Tom's coffee song or Justin's pizza song? Also, hi, Caitlin. Love you and enjoy you on the podcast.
Thanks, Callie, yeah. Hi. I'm loving the coffee song. What is it again? Coffee is fun?
Yeah, coffee is fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Making coffee is a lot of fun. Coffee is a lot of fun.
Now, can you write a shrimp song? I know I know you are a musical artist.
Slipping on the shrimp.
Can you make a new hit single, Slipping on some shrimp?
Slipping on the shrimp. It's going to be a rap. I'm going to do a hip hop number. I'm going to do a dance associated with it as well. And I'll send you a video.
Was
hopefully.
Brett doing a rap song at one point? He wasn't going to have a rap track that he was dropping.
Oh my God. Brett and I Brett and I composed a song called Gotta Provide. And it went, 'cause you gotta provide. And we wanted, oh my God, R.I.P. We wanted my ex, who was a music producer, to produce the track.
Oh, that was a really sad story.
Really sad story. We were convinced that like he was listening to the live feeds and he would like produce a track for us. He was watching. Prop, don't do these. Oh, gone but not forgotten. But yeah. So we had a track called Gotta Provide. It didn't make it to the top 100 or anything at all, but we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're way slimping. Too comfortable.
Slimping on a shrimp.
I think slimping on a shrimp.
Slipping on a shrimp.
Could be a hit for you.
Oh my God. I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah. What? Slimping on a shrimp? No.
No. Okay. We're fine. Right. Everyone's fine.
Everybody's fine. All right. Mindy says, were those crocodile tears from Lola? Do you think that Lola was fake crying?
No. Yeah. I mean, it was immediately. I don't think she was fake. I think she was very much upset.
Yeah. I think she's emotional.
Well, clearly emotional. Yeah. I think they were real tears.
I think that Lola was really hurt the whole time that she came into the house and then that she thought that her and Lochte were going to be BFF.
Yeah.
And then he made a new friend. I think that Lolo never got over that.
Yeah. I mean, she basically said that in the diary room. And that's one of the reasons why I feel like she might have a hard time winning this game is because like her big first move was that she got jealous and decided to betray her alliance members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it's tough. You see your friend and then he's making new friends. Like I thought that me and Lochte were going to be we get it. We all Lochte is so awesome that we all would want to be friends with him.
Yeah, totally. And I'm sure they have like such a connection. I mean, to be Olympians together. My God, I can see why
is that a big connection?
It's my God. Doesn't it seem like that?
Hmm.
You don't think?
Is there an Olympian connection?
Yeah, they talked about it. They, you know, things go down in the Olympic Village or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I guess like if I went to like a podcasting conference and there was a bunch of other like hey, remember we were at podcast convention, right? I'm like, why are you talking to me in that weird voice? Like,
why are you talking to me in that Lindsay Lohan voice?
Why, Lindsay Lohan, is that you?
Say, for example, Rob, you needed to pretend that you got mugged at one point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
These are the guys that cover for me.
Yeah.
That whole thing makes so much sense now, don't you think? Can't you just see it happening now?
Yeah, like, well,
I haven't even thought about that. God. Quick,
we're busted. What are we going to tell them? Like, oh, I got it.
It all makes sense. It really does.
Here's the thing, though. I guarantee you somebody told him to say that. He didn't come up with it on his own. Somebody else was like, oh, hey, what if we said this? And he was like, oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, for sure. It's getting too real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lochte is the real life Jason from The Good Place.
Yes. Oh my God, what a great show.
Yes. Okay. All right. He loves Blake Bortles too.
I have to win the golden power veto.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Pierre says sign up for Patreon to get access to the full episode reenactments. That's not a real thing, but maybe we'll consider it. We'll consider it a whole
at a certain price point.
Yeah. Okay. Gregory McBean, the great Gregory McBean, would Ryan outing the four-person alliance in his eviction speech would have helped the case to rally the troops from the other side? All right. Caitlin, do we think that Ryan really knew about the four-person alliance?
No. Well, I think maybe he had an idea.
Did he have it?
Yeah, I mean, he he's talking about the original alliance that he had with the women that's already been outed, or he means that for four-person alliance the women have with Tom and Cato, which everybody already knows about. So there wasn't really anything to out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's kind of out in the open, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tom found out, Ryan found out about it. Basically what happened is Ryan saw them together and then he went to Tamar and he said, "Hey, Tamar, I saw those four talking together." And she was like, "Yeah, they're in an alliance." And Ricky's with them too.
Yeah, why are they all like talking about their alliance? Like when Kato and Tom, I forgot who they were talking to, but they were like, "Well, we're together." Like they're just all like telling each other about their alliances. It's very strange. But then again, they don't really know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't change anything.
Oh, Juanita 730. My God.
What'd she say?
Check it out. Caitlin cannot talk. She turned on her alliance. Juanita, don't trigger me.
Don't give oxygen to the haters, Caitlin.
I'm sorry. It's so difficult. I'm barely on here and I'm just looking over with my large eyeballs and I saw it. And Juanita, I send you love and light.
Yes. Okay. That you should never read the live chat.
I'm
never
sorry. It's so addictive. I'm just like
the chat.
It's just like in front of me and I'm just.
Yes. Okay. Focus.
I'm sorry.
Focus on Taryn and I. Okay.
Don't I always?
Mr. Robot Taryn says, Caitlin once tweeted that she was transitioning to going full vegan. Is she still vegan? Well, she's has a craving for shrimp.
Well, here's the thing. No, I did not transition to being vegan. I don't believe that I tweeted saying I am doing this. I said it's something that I'd consider. Yeah, it's something that I consider. Can people tell me about it kind of thing? And I tried it for about a week and a half. And I just think that, you know, I have a few health concerns to begin with, a few health issues.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, we're okay. Yeah, everything's fine. But it's just stuff I've dealt with my whole life. I don't think that it's in my best interest to start taking food out of my diet. It's not, that's not very smart. So
be safe.
Yeah, be safe. That's the motto here. So do I respect vegans? Absolutely. If I was able to do it from just my own health perspective, I probably would. But I can't. Okay. Can't do it.
All right.
Would you consider veganism?
You know, I would like to, that I feel like, if there was a way to do it, I feel like that I'd be worried about not getting enough protein in my diet.
I mean, I think that I was a pescatarian for a bit, so that is more realistic. Maybe you should consider that.
All right. We'll consider it. It's a lot of work to
something to talk about
fish all the time.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Not cheap.
All right. Taryn. Anything to update from the feeds from today?
Not particularly. Just, more Kato kind of being a buzzkill.
Taryn is so anti-Kato.
Wow.
I listened on the live feeds and you were so sour on Kato. I feel like that you forced me to be the Johnny Cochran here and defend Kato's side.
Are you saying that our current relationship is that I'm the Brent and you're the Taryn?
That's what
Brent does to me all the time.
No, but you're so. I think the hate-o has gone too far on Kato.
He's so adamant about what he wants to do, and he won't listen to Tom ever. And I just want Tom to be able to do something.
That is true, Taryn. You make a valid point. That was very frustrating to watch when Tom was trying to convince him that Jonathan going home would be a bad idea. That was hard to watch.
Kato has gone through a lot this week.
My belly hurty, hurty, colon, fully.
Rob,
oh my God, is he like okay?
If you had to watch like 2 hours of Kato trying to explain how the veto draw works to people, you would understand where I'm coming from.
You love that clip.
I do. I'll never forget it my entire life.
Wow. That's a long time.
I don't know. I feel like that you're just beating up on Kato Kaelin.
Hey, walk a mile in my shoes.
Taryn. A little dramatic.
Okay. Let me see, Kaelin. What are you tweeting about these days?
Me?
Yes.
Go to my Twitter. Let's see.
I'm looking at it.
What am I talking about these days?
Let's see. You tweeted out your pictures from the weekend.
I did.
Yes. And then, with Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You tweeted recently, this is so annoying. Hashtag CBB2. What was so annoying?
I don't remember. I tweet what I feel in that
you
moment.
You liked when Tom Green was throwing cereal in the kitchen. You liked that. And they still haven't shown that on the episode. We only saw his coffee song.
Yeah.
And what else?
What else am I talking about?
You like Khalid.
Mm-hmm. Love Khalid.
Yes. And it was Haley's birthday.
It was Haley's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Haley.
You don't like three nominees.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play what does Caitlin like and dislike just from looking at my Twitter feed.
Well, we know. Let's make the list from tonight. You like shrimp.
Love.
You love possibilities.
Yeah. You're learning. This is better. Tell me three things you've learned about me tonight. Shrimp, and possibilities,
and loves Khalid.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me one more that you just feel like you...
What if something that I learned about you tonight?
Yeah, just...
Let me see. That you have some health conditions why you can't be a vegan,
mm-hmm.
which makes me concerned about you.
Don't. I have a very... It's not that common, actually. It's like an immune deficiency. So, like, for you, like... No, not iron. Well, I am anemic as well. But mm-hmm. what I'm talking about more specifically, it's called IgA deficiency. And basically, like, you know, we all can get sick. We all can get colds, whatever. I'm way more susceptible to that than the common person. But I'm fine.
Okay.
Like, we're great.
Yeah.
I was able to go on a show. So we're great.
What else can we talk about?
Oh my God, what do you want to talk about? I have no idea.
Yeah. What is your day like?
Depends on the day. I wake up.
What time?
Depends on the day. I never like to wake up later than 9.
Okay.
9 would be like the latest.
Are you a morning person?
Yeah, I am a morning person.
Mm-hmm.
I like to wake up latest 9, but today, for example, I had to drive to the airport really early, so 6:30.
Yes.
Wake up, meditate.
First thing.
If I have the time, I'll do it for legit a half hour. But if I don't have the time, like 5 minutes.
Do you meditate once a day or twice a day?
I will meditate up to like 6 times a day if
six
I have the time.
Times
it depends on the day. But no, today I only meditated twice. But I will before I go to bed as well. So maybe 3 times.
Wow.
So 5 minutes, like the minimum. Coffee, journaling, or tea.
Mm-hmm.
Write my intentions,
yes.
Check my calendar, answer emails,
yes,
which is a lot.
That's a lot.
Sometimes I have a client. Sometimes I don't. I go to the gym.
How do you fit this all in, Caitlin?
It's time management. We can all do it. My life sounds very easy at the moment because it's just like, oh, I'm doing this and that and the next.
No,
it's hard. Not easy not having a solidified schedule, you know, not having a 9-to-5. It's mm-hmm. you are responsible for making your own schedule for working from home. And sometimes that's difficult. You have the ability to go right into your bed if you want to, you know,
yeah, both of you yeah. have to tell me.
Exactly. Caitlin. I'm saying like people don't understand this. It's a lot of self-control. So, you know, guys, I'm just out here
hustling,
doing my best, coming up with fun ideas, reaching out to people, guys,
mm-hmm.
doing it for you.
And everything's going good. You're happy.
Very happy.
Okay.
Are you concerned? That was like a really sweet moment from you.
Because I make no bones about it that yeah. I'm so invested in you
and your
happiness that you are one of my favorite people that I get to talk to.
You're one of my favorite people.
Ask Taryn Taryn, do I gush about that many other people?
No. You're not a gusher.
I feel like I'm like in this family. You know what I mean?
Well, look, we welcome you. You're such a good sport about
Thanks.
Everything. And that we love that you like to come and play with us.
Oh, duh. All the time.
Yeah. That's you're so good with the fans.
I try.
Yeah. Somebody wants to know, what's your favorite TV show?
At the moment?
Yes.
My favorite TV show at the moment.
Do you watch a lot of TV or no?
Not that much.
Yeah.
But guys, I can't even tell you what my favorite TV show at the moment is, but my God, have you seen the Fire Festival?
Which one did you like?
I haven't watched the Hulu one yet. I've just watched the Netflix one.
Did you almost go to the Fire Festival?
No, okay. Absolutely not. First of all,
Well, you're a millennial.
Yeah, but it was like 2 years ago.
Music industry.
That would have been a smart idea. That being said, you need to be like very rich to go. And like there was no connections or anything. Did you watch the one on Netflix?
I watched the one on Hulu.
And how was it?
It was good.
The one on Netflix, I can't stop thinking about it. Like,
it was sad.
It was not even that it was sad. I'm so invested. My number one searches right now on Google are Billy McFarland.
Yeah.
And literally 5 minutes before we started, I said, I looked up grilled shrimp recipes.
Yes. Okay.
So right now, all it says in my phone is Billy McFarland. Where is he now? Billy McFarland. What jail is he in? Billy McFarland. How old is he? Everything about Billy McFarland, grilled shrimp recipes.
Yes. So what now you just want to know everything about Billy McFarland or you want to meet Billy McFarland?
I don't know that I want to meet
what
him.
What color is Billy McFarland's aura?
See, that's the other thing. Like, I think he has a really sweet and sensitive side to him.
Taryn, did you watch these movies?
Documentaries. No, my God. You haven't?
Well, in fairness, I think the live feeds had come back by the time.
Taryn, are you busy tonight? Are you like...
Whoa.
No.
Well...
Take it easy.
It's an HOH competition, Caitlin. Got plans.
No, you have to watch this.
We're going on Twitch. I think Hoodie Allen's going to join us.
Oh, I don't think he likes me very much anymore.
Why? What happened? Uh-oh. All right, we're not going to talk about that,
basically,
Taryn,
basically,
okay?
We're both from the same hometown. Yes, we're both from Plainview.
Yes. So there's like a prequel backstory.
No, there is no backstory. He sent me a really nice message on Facebook when I got out of the house saying, good job, and then... I made a very not funny joke back that his brother and I are good friends.
Oh.
He wrote something to me like good job. It was great watching you. And then I wrote, regretfully, as a joke, I wrote, oh my God, like so funny. Two D-list celebrities coming out of Plainview. Joking. Red, no response.
Yeah. Okay.
And his brother was like, come on, Caitlin.
We can get to the bottom of this tonight on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Please. Please let me know. Let me know. And Steven, if you're watching, sending love and light. Would love to get a bagel with you soon.
All right. Well, look, we all put our foot in our mouth sometimes.
Me more than most, but.
Yes, it happens. It happens when you make a joke and people don't think it's funny.
Yes. Doing my best.
It happens. Okay. But we got to move. We all have to move on.
Yes.
Okay.
Love and light, moving on.
Love and light.
Can't look back.
Okay.
What else?
What's next for you? What do you have coming up?
Just a few like fun ideas. Maybe you guys will see me on TV. Maybe you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll come out with some more things. Maybe I won't.
Yes.
I don't know.
That Billy McFarland. Do you think that he was a good guy? Do you feel like that he had good intentions or his intentions all along were to screw everybody over?
I think he had good intentions. I also just think that he lived in La La Land a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even think he got to the level of realizing, like, am I screwed? I don't think he even
got
there.
How would he do a big brother?
Oh, my God.
He'd win or he'd be the first one out?
He'd take the money home. Oh, my God. He would win. He would win. Are you kidding? Everyone says
he's... get him for Celebrity Big Brother to 3.
I would lose, although he's in jail for the next 6 years. But guys, 6 years from now, imagine. Oh, I am so obsessed.
Hey, look, sometimes the Big Brother players go to Big Brother first and then jail. And,
yeah. I haven't reached jail yet. I'm sure at some point. I'm just kidding, guys.
Yeah.
Billy McFarland, if you're watching, we'd love to see you on Celeb Big Brother.
Okay.
I really enjoy the idea of somebody watching this podcast from jail.
From jail. Yeah, shout out to that. Should we have a hashtag for anybody who's watching us from jail?
Imagine. Hashtag.
CBB Tamar.
Hashtag. I gotta think about this.
Okay. All right. Well, Caitlin, I don't want these podcasts to end.
We're having so much fun.
I know.
I'm trying to think of like a really good, like, hey guys, like if you're watching from prison, like give us a hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag watching from Oz.
Okay.
Hashtag
all right,
let's
talk about what's coming up and then maybe we'll have some more stuff. Okay.
That's
all right.
Okay, fine. I'm done.
Okay.
Karen, when's the last time you had a donut?
Oh, it's been a while, unfortunately.
Why did you guys have donuts at the...
No, we did not have donuts together. Do you like donuts?
I'm not a huge donut guy.
Are you like favorite. A sweets guy?
I like candy more than, say, a donut.
What about like cupcakes, cookies?
I mean, certain cookies.
Okay. What do you mean certain cookies?
Like a chocolate chip cookie, but I'm not like all cookies.
Okay.
But if you had a Zeppeli.
Mm-hmm. What about ice cream now?
I like ice cream. Sure.
You just want frequent ice cream.
Yeah. I try not to keep it in the house. That's really my move.
Please. Absolutely not.
Try not to.
God.
Okay.
What kind of father?
we have some. My kids aren't that good, Caitlin.
Okay, all
right. We've got up on the website right now. This is Kelly Wentworth. She's going to be playing in Survivor 38 in her third time back out. We have got a profile up on her, up on robiswebsite.com. The great Liana Boris and I talked all about Kelly Wentworth, and coming up, we'll be dropping later on tonight. We have our profile on David Wright, who's going to be back. Talk to Shannon Gates about David Wright. That'll be up. Caitlin, what do you think of the new artwork that I said, hey, Scott, I think you need a picture of Taryn in the artwork for
stunning.
The live feed update. What do you think of that?
Pretty good.
So excited.
It looks like Taryn is kind of like
he's literally never been happier
with Tamar in the picture.
Showman.
It's like he said, hey, look, here I am with my girlfriend. Check out this picture I made.
Tamar and Taryn.
You're not really there.
Wait, what's their showman's name?
Taryn and
Tamar.
Taryn. I don't know. No, I can't do it.
Yes. Okay. So check that out tomorrow.
Look like a shipper, just like.
Oh my god, it's so realistic.
11 a.m. Have you been following Taryn's live feed updates in the morning?
No.
Why? Because you wake up.
I'm busy meditating. I'm busy. Yeah. You know, if I miss anything,
yes.
I will say if I miss anything and I don't see it on Twitter. If I have any questions, you would be the first person I'd go to, Taryn. I would be like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. Tell me the latest. Yeah. I appreciate your hard-hitting journalism. I just don't have time to keep up with it.
Who's your best friend from Big Brother that's not from your season?
Well, does Over the Top count? I mean, Morgan and Alex.
I mean, not usually.
So then we won't include them. My best friend from not my season... I mean, I'm really close with Elena, and I'm really close with Josh. Elena and I are very good.
Not Mark?
No, I love Mark, too. Yeah. I love Mark, too. I mean, Mark comes with the Elena. But I love Elena, love Josh Martinez a lot. Andy and I have a bit of a great banter. I love Andy.
Some people don't like banter.
Oh, no, we enjoy it with each other. You know. I'm trying to think.
Elena 1, Josh 2, Andy 3.
Yeah.
Andy, always underrated.
But the Willett sisters, if they were included, they would be...
Top tier.
1 and 2.
I spend like every waking moment with them.
Who do you like better, Alex or Morgan?
I literally could not pick.
You couldn't pick.
No, they're both so different. Like, so different. I could not pick. Genuinely. And I would tell you if I didn't mean that.
And then Elena would be 3 then.
Well, I spend more time with Alex and Morgan. Mm-hmm. Elena, like... She doesn't live here.
So and then if difficult. Mark was included, he would be in the top five or not.
Mark, no offense, Mark. You're not included in the top five. But
he's not top five.
Love
material.
You, but not included in the top five. Like him and I don't talk unless he's in the background of a FaceTime.
Okay.
You know?
Do you ever FaceTime? Do you ever get with like two of them? Do you ever get like Elena and another person that's not Mark?
You mean like while they're together?
Like, well, do you ever get like multiple Big Brother people on like one call, like a WhatsApp?
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't. Not yet.
Maybe you start one.
Something to do. You want me to do it now?
Whenever you want.
Phones and
whenever
you
want.
The room.
Okay. All right. Then we've got Wednesday night. And listen to this. We have got, I'm so excited about this, Caitlin. Scotty is going to talk to us on Wednesday.
So cute. He really is so sweet.
I'm so excited.
You're going to love him. Have you guys spoken?
We've been DMing.
But never, on this level.
Not, well, so, I mean, who's on this level?
Hey.
So yeah.
Aww.
I'm so excited.
He's very sweet. You'll like him a lot. A lot of fun. Really kind.
Yeah. No, I popped up. Talk some game with Scotty on Wednesday night.
I'll be tuning in.
Good. Okay. Of course, I want to thank the patrons of Rob's podcast, robiswebsite.com/patron for more information. We don't have any episode reenactments yet.
You guys have swag?
Oh yeah, we got not like Swaggy C, but
didn't
yeah, we
have so.
Some. Well, I mean, who that a fraction of Swaggy C? But we do our best with the Rob's Podcast patron community and everything in between. robiswebsite.com/patron for more information on that. Okay, what will you do after this? You'll go home and just meditate?
No, that's not what I'll do.
What will you do?
Well, first of all, I have to go to Trader Joe's.
Oh, you do your shop? I shop there too. So
obviously. Who doesn't?
Yes.
I have some citrus to pick up. I'm running out of oranges and I eat a lot of oranges. Is that weird? Do you like blood oranges? Have you ever?
I don't love them.
I just go through these weird phases where like I need a grapefruit or an orange. It's so strange.
Mm-hmm.
So running out of that, really neat. I also need some lemons. I usually have 9 lemons in a bowl in my house. It's good for feng shui. Write it down. Hot tip.
Tamar's aura.
Tamar's aura as well. Mm-hmm. Well, lemon lime. I'm not gonna have any limes. But I gotta go food shopping. I'm gonna pick up some frozen shrimp.
What will you do with the shrimp?
I don't know, but I'm definitely going to keep you guys updated. Like, okay, I will take a picture
Instagram
of my final.
It.
Oh, tweet it. I'm going to hashtag Caitlin Shrimp, hashtag Kato slipped on the shrimp. Caitlin's now cooking slimping, it, whatever.
Slimping on some shrimp.
Hashtag slipping on shrimp.
You're slimping on shrimp.
Slipping on a shrimp.
Okay. I'm going to take a video of me slimping on a shrimp.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a good one.
That should be the name of your song.
And
you should be like Tom Green. You should be cooking the shrimp and be like, shrimp is fun, slipping on some shrimp.
Yeah, yeah. I'll make coffee and shrimp. Also, if you guys want to tweet at me any like fun shrimp recipes that you have happened to make recently that you think I would enjoy, please let me know now because I am going to go food shopping and I'm going to need to get all the ingredients.
Okay. All right.
Do you have any ideas?
Shrimp recipes?
Yeah, do you think Nicole might?
No, definitely not.
She not a good cook?
She's not a
unimportant
recipe
type of gal.
Kind of
okay.
lady.
Sure. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's not...
Noted.
That's not what...
she does best.
Not her area of expertise.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. Caitlin, this was so much fun.
So fun.
That I appreciate so much that I appreciate you.
Stop.
I appreciate you coming in here and... having so much fun with us and talking about nonsense and not being like, all right, when are we going to wrap this up?
Never, never. I love being here. I love you guys. I love all of you that watch, despite maybe some people that don't want to see me on this. I still appreciate all of you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching this. This is a great community and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Okay. Let me see. Should I check my Twitter mentions to see what people are saying,
yes.
saying to me? Let's see if anybody says anything. Somebody says, Rob looks like a ghost next to Caitlin.
Sure, sure, sure. We knew that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's as bad and that look, it's
not that bad.
Yeah. It's worse. You think it's worse, Taryn?
No. Well,
yeah,
it's because I have the red background.
What if we switch chairs?
Can we please?
Yeah, okay.
Do I have to take these off?
I don't think I don't think that the wire will run.
Oh my God. Okay. Guys.
A dream come true.
What Rob doesn't realize is that as soon as Caitlin sits
okay.
there, it's
all right.
Podcast.
Okay, excuse me.
Okay. I don't know if you want to put my.
Do you mind?
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind. You can go for it.
You
can go for it.
Okay,
I mean, is that
welcome to Rob as a podcast.
My headphones are so much louder, right?
Excuse me. I actually am enjoying this, guys. It is me, Caitlin Herman. Welcome to the show. Where am I looking?
Yeah.
Where do you look, Taryn? Give us the latest. What's going on with you, man?
You know, I'm not on the screen, which is great.
Messing around.
All right. Well, don't.
I'm taking a dump in your apartment upstairs.
Yeah. Wait. What are you doing? What are you? Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting way too excited.
Rogue soundboard.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm getting excited.
This did even you out a little bit,
guys. I just want to say, Thank you for joining us.
Yes. So you're going to end the show?
Yes. And may I?
Go for
How
it.
How do I even do this?
I'll have to come around and push the button to end the show, but you can, you can end
final
it.
Final words, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I saw in my Twitter mentions, Armstrong Taren is completely right about Cato. He's the worst. I don't know if Rob saw that.
Was that at OJ Simpson?
We're not going to end this podcast on a note of negativity, Taren. And at that, I'd like for everyone to close their eyes.
Yeah, okay, hold on. We're going to do a guided meditation.
Okay. Take a deep breath in and out. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Taren, close your eyes. Thank you, Rob, for taking this so seriously. Take one more deep breath in. Focusing on the intention of the night, take an exhale, letting go of any and all negative energy. Namaste, love and light. You may open your eyes. Hashtag slipping on a shred. If you're watching from jail, I thank you. I pray. The end. Okay, end. We're still alive, right?
Yeah, I didn't push the button yet. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Special thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of Rob's podcast. Every car comes with its share of stories. The ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, that luxury package you got after that big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car, simply enter your license plate number, and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage. You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all states.